I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. Medicaid expansion barely passed Montana's legislature last year. One of the reasons it was able to get enough Republican votes is because it included a component to encourage Medicaid recipients to get jobs, or better-paying jobs, so they could get off Medicaid and buy their own health insurance. Tuesday afternoon, a legislative oversight committee is taking a look at how that work component is going. We'll hear from a couple of lawmakers in a moment, but first, to explain how it's supposed to work at the individual level, we'll go to Kalispell and meet Ruth McCafferty.
I think it's a success story. I love this. I'm the poster child.
McCafferty is a 53-year-old single mom with three kids living at home. 7 months ago, she lost her job in banking, and interviews for new jobs weren't panning out.
Everybody was like, oh, you're in the top three. Oh, you didn't get it. You know, or I'd call them back and they go, oh, yeah, we hired someone else. And I thought, oh my gosh, Burger King, here I come.
McCafferty didn't know what she was going to do, but she knew she had to find health coverage for her and her kids. Unemployment benefits wouldn't cover the drugs she needs to control her diabetes and asthma.
One inhaler that I do is $647. It's like $1,000 a month. My plan was not to get them, but only like a couple of them that were affordable, like $60. And then the rest of them, I was just like, I guess they'll just be called Wheezy from now on.
When McCafferty lost her job, she qualified for Montana's new expanded Medicaid program. And the jobs component of it means that she also got a phone call from her local job service office saying they might be able to hook her up with a grant to pay for training to help her get a better job than the one she lost. She was pretty skeptical, but came in anyway.
Okay, I'll come and talk to you.
McCafferty figured they'd try to push her into truck driving school or something. What she wanted was training to become a mortgage loan officer, and she told Job Service she wouldn't take just anything.
Unless you want to pay for this school. And she went, okay. And I was like, all right then, we're in business.
Job Service ended up paying not just for the online training, but a trip to Helena to take a certification exam, too. Now they're funding an apprenticeship at a local business until McCafferty can start bringing in her own clients and get paid on commission.
I'm able to support my family. I've got a career opportunity that's more than just a job.
This is pretty much exactly what Senator Ed Buttrey from Great Falls had in mind last year when he asked fellow Republicans to support the Medicaid expansion bill he sponsored. Pretty soon, McCafferty will be making enough money to buy her own insurance. Medicaid will have given her, in Senator Buttrey's words, a hand up and not a hand out. But Buttrey's concerned that there aren't enough Ruth McCafferty's. He says only about 2,000 people have used the workforce training component out of the approximately 53,000 new Medicaid enrollees who could be getting it.
No, like I said, I'd be happy if that was 53,000, but it's what it is, and I am tasking Department of Labor to increase that number, and they have.
Buttrey wanted to make participation in workforce training mandatory for new Medicaid recipients, but that's not allowed by the federal government, which is paying 90% plus of Medicaid expansion costs here. So it's fallen to State Labor Department head Pam Busey to figure out how to get people to sign up for job training or other help. By her count, about 3,200 new Medicaid recipients have gotten some kind of job-related help from the state.
The numbers are compelling.
Busey says that more than 8 in 10 people they've helped have found jobs, or better jobs, and that their average incomes went up significantly to around $40,000 a year.
Almost a 50% increase in pay and 83% of people employed. I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a program that's that successful.
Busey echoes Senator Buttrey's frustration that more Medicaid recipients aren't taking advantage of her department's job-finding help. She's carved out a little money for marketing, but says that's hard because if it works and a lot more people come in, the marketing spend will deplete the money she has for job training programs faster. Busey says she already doesn't have enough money to meet all the potential demand. So the workforce development component of Montana's Medicaid expansion is going into the 2017 legislative session with critics unimpressed.
Well, in a word, I'd call it pathetic.
That's Republican Representative Tom Burnett of Belgrade. He's on the Joint Health and Human Services Committee.
I just maintain my skepticism about the effectuality of government programs. And you see the early results and they're not satisfactory. And you think, well, my unenthusiasm I expect to continue forward.
At least one Republican state senator has already reserved a placeholder for a bill this session to abolish Medicaid expansion in Montana entirely. And President-elect Trump and the Republican majority in Congress have said they're going to repeal the Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare, which made Medicaid expansion possible nationwide. So there's no guarantee that Montana's experiment in linking job training to Medicaid will be given much longer to prove its worth. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio News.
This report was made possible in part by a grant from the Montana Healthcare Foundation.